Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special class for every morning. Rosh Yichu. Chai Yochevet Fege, Bas Michal, Dispasia. Vischus. Sivya Bela, Basar Yochevet. Miriam Basina, Pesa Yochevet. Yosef Azriel, Ben Chaim Michal, Lazar Ben Ruma. Li Nishmas. Rav Eliyahu Moshe, Ben Rav Yitzchak Dov. The Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Megillah says, Megillah Nikreis, and we are going to be discussing this inyan of reading the Megillah based in the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Gaon Rav Nosson Zatzal. The Ritva writes that it says a lashon of Megillah Nikreis, and it doesn't say a lashon of Koyrnes HaMegillah, like it says in Brachas Koyrim Es Shema, because here one person reads and everybody listens. By Shema, everybody reads Shema on their own. But here by Megillah, one person reads, and everybody listens. So we can ask, why are the listeners Yotze when they hear from the Korei? Why don't we say that each of them should read on their own because of Mitzvah Bo Yotze Mibishlucho? And you can't say that Shomea Ka'one is like each person is reading on his own because Rashi writes them at the reason of Mitzvah Yotze Mibishlucho. That when your goof is oisik in mitzvahs, you get more schar. And this is based on what it says in Pirkei Avos, from Tzara Agos of Perakei, the Rebbe Radim Ratanur explains, the more tzar you have, when you learn and you do mitzvahs, the more schar you get. And since you're Makayim in mitzvah, Ide Amalaguf, you're Makabal more schar. So when you read the Megillah by yourself, you have to toil more than just listening. Right? We know listening is easy. You just sit back, relax, and listen. But when you read, it's a lot of tear. You see the reader is investing a lot of energy in his reading. So therefore, makabel schar tvei. So why don't you get more schar? So why don't we say that it's better to read the Megillah on your own? And not only that, shmiya is not a maisa like we see in Edorim on page 72b, that if the shliach heard the neder of the wife of the husband, he cannot be mefer the neder because the husband didn't hear it. And the Rosh writes that the shmiya of the shliach is not like the shmiya of the baal. The baal can be mefer the neder, but if he didn't hear it, the shmiya of the shliach, the listening of the shliach is not like the shmiya of the baal. And even though he made it in Meshliach and Shluch Shodim Kamoso, the medium in Memela, something that you don't have to do anything, it's not Shach to have Minu Shlichus. So you see that Shmiya is a medium in Memela, and it's not considered a Maisiv. Aim is a big Tzisachoshen. Besimin Kuf Pei Beis is Siiv Katan Aleph. Vim Kain, we have a Kashay Bazoi. Why Yotzi Kriyas Megillah? Al Yidei Acher. It would be better if you'd read it on your own. Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mibishlucha. Also, we have to understand with Kiyah Shofer, which is a mitzvah lekulei alma to hechsher lishmiya. Why aren't we mahadir that everybody should blow the shofar on their own? And even the medaktikim b'mitzvahs are yetzei b'tkias shel shliach tzibur. Why don't we say mitzvah b'yisem b'shluchoi? Because by hechsher mitzvah, hadin the mitzvah b'yisem b'shluchoi, like we see in the Ranan Kiddushin, that it says mitzvah bo uba yosem b'shlucham is because of hechsher mitzvahs piri of rivia. So you see that if you have a Hechsher Mitzvah of Kedushin for Peri Verivia, we say Mitzvah Bayesim Rebishlucho. So why don't we say by Tkia, Mikol Shkein Tkia Davei Hechsher Yoser Lashmiya, V'neim Agam B'Tkia Shofar Mitzvah Boy Yoser Mi Bishlucho. Why don't we say do it on your own? It's better. So it would appear that we're not medactic to be tokei b'shofar b'atzmon to read the Megillah on our own, mishum mitzvah yosem b'shluchoi. Because we've seen the Magen Avraham and Simon Tov Reish Peites, Siv Kotan Vav, that even if there are not 10 people, Adiv She'echad Yikros HaMegillah L'Kulam, even if there are not 10 people, one person should still read it for everybody, Alts B'Roiv Am Hadras Melech. It's better B'Roiv Am. Reishadin B'Roiv Am Hadras Melech, Adif Mehadin Shel Mitzvah Bo Yosem B'Shluch, so better do it B'Rabim. Letter one person for everybody, one for all, and all for one. In the Magen Avraham, in Simon Tov Memvav, Sif Katan Aleph, he brings a kasha from the Shibolei Aleket. Why do we say in Rosh Hashanah 32 be that shofar? So Rosh Hashanah ain't all in alila mishum da say the shofar. Ain't a doich asev alayis to say shal yomtiv. For kosher, the table kalei de belafach. Ain't a doich mishum de lave beidne. Da beidne doiver al shvus toi la alila na dain lo kem mitzisese shal shofar. As in achal omdim, b'Rosh Hashanah b'daf lamed bed, that if you have a shofar of Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to go on the tree to get it. Because the essay of shofar is not doich the essay in lois to say of yomtiv coming on a tree is an essay in lois to say. And the kasha is, but it's not beidna, it's not at the same time. You only say tchiye when it's at the same time, but here it's not at the same time. First you're doing the aveiro, and only then you do the mitzvah. So he answers the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that by a shofar, shemoyti sarabim mitecho vosan, it's an essay de rabim. And an essay de rabim, we don't need that it should be beidna. And it's only considered an essay de rabim if one's motzi others. But if rabim are makayim and mitzvah vas achas, it's not a gedel of essay the rabim, and therefore we're knowing shebet kia shofar ukiyas hamagila yoytzin al yidei acher. It's not shaykh mitzvah b'yisum mishlucho, because one person is motzi everybody, and that's better. That's odif in mitzvah b'yisum mishlucho. Like we find roivam hadras melech is odif midina is besser is preferable to the din of seretzer mishluch. So therefore, we very much want that this one person should blow for everybody mishum v'roivam hadras melech. So maybe one can argue that it's better that you should blow the shofar yourself, since if you're Rekai Mitzvah Gufa, you get more Scha like Rashi and Kedushin Mem Aleph from an Aleph. That if you're Terech, you get more Scha. But no, we see in the Teres Koyhanim, V'radfu mikem chamisha mea, u'mea mikem revivai yirdofu. V'kikachu al-cheshbon, v'lo yitzich lomar ela mea mikem, shne alafim yirdofu. Zat omeret, Ela eino doimem uotim ha'oisim es ha'toira lemerubin ha'oisim es ha'toira ayin sham bedivrei Rashi. In other words, the cheshbon is wrong because it says first that five of you should pursue 100. So if five of you are pursuing 100, that's 20 times more. 20 times more. It's 20 times more than Me'ah Mikem, 100, are going to pursue 2,000, which is 20 times more, but it's not what it says. It says that five of you are going to pursue 100, and 100 are going to pursue 10,000. So therefore, we see from this that a few who fulfill the commandments of the Torah can't compare with the many who fulfill the commandments of the Torah. So therefore you have more and more koach, you have more synergy, what they call today, when you have the more. So if you have chamisha, they're running after 20 times. And if you have 100, running after 10,000, because here you have the koach harabim. So that's super gevaldik. And so you see that a mitzvah de rabim, you get a lot more schar. Right? Because you're, instead of just 520 times more, you're doing from 100 to 100 to 10, 100 is going to pursue 10,000, which is a lot more than 20 times. And the Mela, five times more. Therefore, it's better to be Makai in the mitzvah by one person being motzi others. And we don't say mitzvah yoser mishlucho, right? Says yoser mishlucho, because you're makabel more schar. That's a simon that it's a greater mitzvah. There's a greater schar, is a greater mitzvah. But merubim osim mitzvah is even greater. Like we see in the Torah's Kohanim. So it's nice to do it on your own, but ain't no doime l'koyach harabim. So now it comes out that also when you do a sukkah, we say a mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucho, because the Rambam says that a siyas a sukkah is a mitzvah, and not that you don't make a bracha. Shekhar Shem Tzana last for sukkah is because it's not a gemar mitzvah. But still, there's a hiddur mitzvah to make the sukkah on your own. Mitzvah bo, yosem rebi shlucho, is gevaldik. But again, im medubar b'mitzvah de rabim, if it's a mitzvah of many, then we definitely prefer that it be done by the many and not by the one. And that explains why we say mitzvah bo, why one person reads the Megillah for everybody, and one person one person reads for everybody, and one person blows the shofar for everybody. Moving right along, on Daf Beis Amud Beis, Gemara says, "Damar Rabbi Shuv and Levi Krach Chol Samach Lo Nida Chol Anir Modin Krach." If you have a krach, anything samach to the krach, close to the krach, anything that's seen with the krach, is like the krach. Maral writes in the Gurarye, and therefore it's going to read on Tesvav. Maral writes in the Gurarye and the pasuk, "Vayomer Ish Nasu Mizek Ki Shemati Omim Nelcha D'Sion D'Sionah." It's a pasuk when Yosef is looking for his brothers. Chazal say that in Shechem there was a kilkul. That's where Yosef, it happened to Yosef's brother sold him. That's where all the problems were. But you see, it's not. It's in Dosan. So the answer is no. Since Dosan is close to Shechem, it's considered Tufel to Shechem. Since it's nearby, it's considered Tufel. And that's also the reason why we say in Maseches Megillah that a krach, b'chol ha-samuch lo, b'chol ha-nir, if it's samuch v'nir to the krach, you read on Tesvav like the krach, because it's Tufel. So it's mashmish, it's that we say in the sugya, that samach v'nir nidon k'krach is because the chshivus of the krach. So the krach is the ikar, and the samach v'nir is tofel. And tofel is nikra al shem ha-krach v'nigrarim achra. And that's like the svar of the Maram Alshich and the tshuvus brought by the Chassam Sofer in his tshuvus, so Arachayim Simukuf Tzadi Gimel, a city that had four batei kinesios, so l'kol echad gabay ha-mamun al-itzkei chaburasoi, shemikol moko mashi b'negeya, l'klal ha-kihila kulam nigrarim achra zayin tuve ha-ir, שכוללים את כל הקהילה. That if you have a city with four shuls, and each one has a gabbai that's responsible for that shul, nevertheless, what relates to the general community, they all follow the seven representatives of the community, what's called an halacha, the Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir, represent the community, and he brings from Megillah the krach v'chol ha-samuch lo v'chol ha-nir and monidna k'krach, and the tour in Or HaChaim Tov Reish Peches writes kol ha-kfar ma-samuch v'nir etc. v'im ken afilu kvarim shechutz la'ir nigrarim achrei ha-ir kav v'chom le-bot ha-knes yishebsoich ha-ir. So, the Gemara in Megillah says that a krach v'chol ha-samach lo v'chol ha-nirimo is like a krach, and the Torah writes, Torah paskins this, that kfarim are judged like the habadin of the krach. So, if the kfarim outside of the city are drawn after the krach, so too the batei kinesios shebesoi ha'ir are nigrarim achar ha'ir. In other words, they can't have their own governance. They follow the Zayin Tuveir. Even what's outside the city has to follow the city. Certainly what's inside the city. And the Chasam Sofer writes, no. He's Masig. Atu mishum gereiro huze v'chi kvarim ketanim hem atzmuchim l'krach halot v'chi krach zu gedol hi she'akvar nigra אחריה ונתפלה, על הכרח שנזכר כאן הוא אפילו עיר קטנה ואנשים במעט, כי איך הרוס שביהודה, שיש בה חמישים בתים ולפנים, מייסם וכפס חום ועשו שוב עינון, ועד היא כבר קוטן, רק יש בה עשר ובטלונה וקוראים את הסבב, ונקרא את קרח, על שהייסה מלפנים וכפס חום ועשו שוב עינון, והנה, סמוך על, או נראה לה עיר גדולה כזו, מאנטיוכה, מאליה, אדם ישראל וכפס חום, אך לא מעשו שוב עינון, ונקרא את כפר, בערך קרח, וכפס חום ועשו שוב עינון, והיא נתפלס אליו וקורס עם הקטנה ביום תסבב. Wow. So the Chasam Sofer says, I read that pretty quickly, but it's not because of Gerera. It's not Pshat that the Kfar is Nigwar after the Krach, because he says sometimes you can have a village that's huge, that has loads of people, which is not, it's not the walled from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. You can have a walled city that barely has a minion, and it is walled from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, and the Kfar with loads and loads of people is going to be drawn after the Krach. Even though it's not, can you say it's tufel to the krach? There's so many more people in the kfar. But that's just the way it is. So don't tell me that it's a din of being tufel. And so why, Taka, did they make this this gzera that krach v'chola of samach v'nira? So the Chasam Sofer explains that in the olden days, before afterwards, they said, but by Sheni, the time of Gilas Tainis, they answered Hesped and Tainis on both Yudalad and Tesvav. But until then, it was mutter. So you're going to have, Chazal didn't want it to be that in one village, they're let's say in one city, they're crying over the mace, and then in the village next door, they're having a party and they're making samech, and vice versa. So Chazal wanted to be mashviv sviv osam, that one isn't mourning while the other one is partying. So therefore, they made it to the din of samach v'nir, but it has nothing to do with Gerera. So this whole din that the Shaul wanted to say there that it's nigrar. Mashiv enogeh lekala kila kulam nigrarim acharei zayin tuvei ha'ir, like krach is nigrar. No. It's not nigrar. It's not gerera. It's not that they're the ikker and you have to follow the ikker. It's not a din of gerera. It's not that they're drawn after the. It's not that the krach is drawn after the kfar is drawn after the krach because the krach is the ikker. Ma pitam. So lo kashul. They have the same din. But it's not because the krach could be a lot more chashiv than the kfar could be a lot more chashiv than the krach. There'd be a lot more people. So that's the Chasam Sofer. So he doesn't buy this idea of gerera that it's drawn after it because it's tufel. He says no, they just want to make them equal so that one isn't parting while the other one is mourning. But according to the Maharal, it's takadin and iker and tufel that the krach is iker and the kfar is tufel. So lulei divrei Chasam Sofer, maybe we can say, says Morena Rabbeinu Zitzal, that it's true that samach v'nira nidan k'krach is because it's tufel, because it's nigror, because it's drawn after the krach, which is the ikker. And that we see that even a big city like Antiocha, that the Chasam Sofer mentions, it's drawn after a little village, which is mukov chom mosi shubinun. This is based on the ran. In our sugya, based on the Yerushalmi, that they were metaken to read on Tesvav, Be'eretz Mekavetz Chom Mosi Shubinun, is to give kovet to Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, they were metaken, B'kochim Halalu, to read on Tesvav, like in Shushan, where there was the Iker Hanes, and therefore Ayin Sham in the Ran. And therefore, when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, the Chashivus, it's telling the Chashivus of the city, not according to its size, not according to its population, but rather to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore it's Iker. It's Iker because it has a wall, Mimos Yeshua Binun, and that gives kavod to Eretz Yisrael. That makes it Iker. So therefore, even a big city is going to follow a smaller one, because the one that has a wall is Iker, not because of the population or the size, but because it's Mukaf Chomos Yeshua Binun, and that makes it Iker. And therefore there, the Maram Alshich, and the Chibus Chasam Sofer, he was correct, that a Kfar Katan, Nidain, Basar, Ir Gedoy La Smucha, Leinian kfias misim varnonios dilian zev vade the ir gadol lechashuv tfei mikfar. So therefore, they have to follow the kfar has to follow the ear as far as taxes and things like that go, because you have to follow the ikker. So therefore, the kfar is going to follow the ikker city. So when it comes to Mikra Megillah, we have chashivas in the walled city, and you have to follow the walled city. The only thing is the Alshich was talking about when quoted by the Chasam Sofer. He didn't ask the Chasam Sofer because he lived long before the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer quotes him that what the Alshich was saying was is that the people outside the city follow the people inside the city because the people inside the city are Iker. And certainly the people inside the city have to follow the people inside the city when they have Zayin Tuve Ha'ir. And then the Raya is also from Megillah, that you see by Megillah that you follow the Tufel follows the Iker. You see this concept that, and we asked why is the walled city Iker? Even if it's a small walled city, and the answer is, that was the Chasam Sofer's problem, the answer is, it's just because it has chashivas of Eretz Yisrael, because it's walled from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. And therefore, it's outside of that, it's going to be tufel, and they read on the same day. So too, when you have a question of taxes and things like that, who you follow, so the people in the smaller town are going to follow the people in the bigger town. And the Alshich would agree with the Chasam Sofer that when it comes to, if in theory, let's say you would have a really huge village with 10,000 people, and then you have a little walled city next door, then the walled city is going to follow the village when it comes to Misim Mananonios. So that's because in that case we're trying to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael. Just so his idea is that the tufel follows the ikker. The tufel follows the ikker when it comes to Megillah, and there the ikker is going to be what has a wall. And if you have a big city and a smaller city, then the smaller city is going to follow the bigger city. So that's an inyan of tufel and ikker. And again, the Chasam Sofer didn't like that whole idea of tufel and ikker. He said that tesvav and yadalet are the same, so that you don't have avelim and the chasanim at the same time. So this is discussed also in the Sefer Tzitz HaKodesh, in the Chelek Aleph Siman and Bezel Zion. And of course, there's a lot of Torah about this sugya, loads and loads of Torah. So Mirtz Hashem, hopefully in a future Shiurim, we will revisit this. There's so many zaviyot, there's so many angles in which we could analyze this Shaila. So thank you so much for listening. And we should be Zoche L'umod L'Lamed Lishmar Velasos, well, the kaim is called Ibrahim Samut Rasa Vihava. Amen, Vihamein. Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest, and Most Beloved.